This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, so it's going to be an interesting show already. The pre-show was already entertaining, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it was. If we had this taped, this would have been, ironically enough, and we also have back in live action once again, Steve Davis. Memories of Elvis is here.
Hello there, and welcome to all of our viewers and listeners at home.
Seeing him squirm about not having a golf cart. And you do need a golf cart, Mickey.
That's right.
The word is out that our friend Mickey has to have a golf cart in order to conduct business at the Fall Festival. So I'm sure if somebody is a vendor or would like proper signage on the vehicle for advertising placement, they would be happy to oblige Mickey Robinson this weekend's endeavors.
And they can reach me on my cell phone.
Yeah, you always have your cell phone on you.
Yes, sir.
And that means Fall Festival time.
Indeed.
That's always a good time.
It's a great time. It's not only is it a nice, crisp country morning, but it's like a nice celebration for the end of the season, and Mickey does a fine job. And
absolutely.
Wonderful neighborhood, and people come out and support it. It's a nice, civic-minded event. I'm proud to be a part of this event for now the last...
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah. 12 years?
Yeah. Time flies when you're unconscious.
I put him... I put him off the first year... And I finally got talked him in it because somebody invited me to go to dinner, but didn't tell me that it was going to be with him.
Uh-oh.
So we had to drive all the way to Jacksonville, was it?
I don't know.
Grafton? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. That was a long time ago.
Place over there and sat down, and within 5 minutes, he'd come in and sit down. I had no idea who this guy is. Never met him, never heard him.
He didn't have any idea who you were
either. No, that's right.
And we got along fine, and I agreed to it. He agreed to all my
demands.
Restrictions.
Right. Well, they weren't that restrictive. It's
no,
to
but
me,
it was just something that I thought that I needed.
Need to address stuff. I'm happy to be a part of this. Like I said, this event is family entertainment, and we're happy to bring it. And what a nice little turnout. We had a great summer turnout when last we spoke.
I think you had, what, did he have the highest crowd he's ever had?
Yes, 1,031.
That's him.
On that night.
In Bonneville, Illinois.
That's him. That's almost, that's not more than the city population.
It is. Very close.
That's circulation, the official census of 2010
census, yes.
Was 1581.
So you were close to the population of Bonneville.
Showed up.
That's right.
But the thing was, it just shows that something can be done, bring people into the community,
right.
And it does. And I personally wanted to say thank you for all the things, and it really helped with the program because you won't believe how many people came up to me that evening.
Well, that's nice to hear.
And say that we heard you on the radio, and we thought it would come over because we haven't seen Steve Davis yet. That's unbelievable, but... We're really moving to things here now.
Well, that means a great deal. Thank you for that.
And it came off just like it's supposed to.
Well, I'm going to thank you on behalf of the community, the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce and the little town of Bonneville, for your work, because no matter what the venue is or what the act is, you have to have somebody bringing the word to the street and making it work.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be...
He kind of started a wildfire fire here with the summer concert series, because now I know... the city of Litchfield has contacted you because they want to do a summer concert series, but they don't want to intercept or block you.
Courtesy, yes.
Yeah.
Most of 9 out of the 10 who contacted me said they were not going to play on Tuesday night. I got that list, and it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and Hillsborough's got their thing, but I mean, it's the summer concert series are starting to build up.
You'd have like a little season, a progressive season.
Exactly.
You could go Tuesday night to Bonneville and then go somewhere else on another night.
Yeah, every night someplace. There's still people coming from all over because, like, we have some people from Grafton down there, people from Taylorville, Pena, and some people from Jacksonville on his night. Now, we have people, we take a survey from about a third of the crowd.
Well, the cards were properly aligned for our show this last summer because the weather was perfect.
Now, this is something I have to say.
All right.
He has played in all kinds of weathers. The one time he played with 112 with the heat index over 121 night, and he still had 700 people there.
That had to be good for brutal. The suit.
It was brutal.
Whew.
And then another night, it was not as hot. It was only 105, and the humidity was like 80-something. And then another night, you had a strong wind, a little rain, but a couple of people went to their car, but they came back as soon as the rain. It was like one of those five-minute showers. And there was a couple other days when it was down around 75 he played, and we had over 900 there.
Well, let's talk about this, because if we spend too much time reminiscing, you'd only have 5 minutes to promote the Fall Festival, we don't want that.
No.
The Fall Festival is this weekend.
We're already in the park, and my darling wife is over there already, starting to have moved some stuff in yesterday. I feel sorry for her.
She's probably got her hands full this week with you.
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
I've been a good little boy this year. It's the first time that...
You sound like a kid at Christmas. I've been a good little boy this year.
No, because we had to rearrange the new pavilion
right.
that the Italian American Club built last year and donated it to the city of Bunnell.
Okay.
And they last year it was too tight for us to try to figure it out, so we just threw it together real right. quick. There was nothing there. This year, with Emily's help, and she really had some set up, and we went there and really drew a thing. Now we're going to have to really tighten it up.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Fall Festival. You've got the exotic animal show that's back this year. The petting zoo's back this year.
Alaskan white reindeers.
Mm.
We have the two-hump camels there. And we have the three different type of buffaloes there.
Mm. Okay.
So that's just the start of it. We have pony rides there.
You've got the Tour de Col bike ride. That's before.
That starts at
How many riders this year?
Well, we have the largest pre-registration we've ever had.
Okay.
Don't ask me number because it changed by the hour yesterday. I mean, people coming up, seeing me at the park and giving me their application. I lost track of it.
It's like my friends on Facebook. It just goes up and down all the time.
Well, this was say. And then we have a big turnout Saturday morning on the registration day.
Mm-hmm.
We could break some records.
Okay, so that is that morning.
So you can register anytime from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. It's a 15, 32, and 100 mile. And do that.
Okay. Illinois State Police will have their rollover simulator.
Now, they had something come up. It malfunction is the word I can use.
All right.
So they're not going to be there this year.
So scrap that idea. The choo-choo train will be up and operational.
Mm-hmm. The choo-choo train, Rick Conica takes that. He's the engineer. He's working on it today and tomorrow.
It's a huge favorite.
Make sure everything
is
fine. And he takes an average of 22 to 26 people, give or take one or two. Depends on how many kids are in there. We usually take about 1,200 to 1,300 people on a ride. Not that far, but it's like about a 10-minute ride.
And then the...
It's free. It's free.
Okay. The Masonic, Crime Stoppers or Masonic Lodges having the child
Both
screening?
Will be there. The Masonic is going to do the digit...
Fingerprinting.
Photos of the fingerprinting and the eyes and the face and a digit... what they call them, film, like of the pictures and everything. So they have the Masons and the Crime Stopper never keeps anything.
Right.
They give the whole thing to the parents, and there's no charge from them because the Masons does it and the Crime Stopper doesn't.
And if you like crafts, you've got craft booths and vendors all around the park area.
It is unbelievable. Yesterday I had seven people walk up to us and sign up or got information. Even a couple of bike riders came over.
Wow.
So we're up to somewhere around in the mid-80s in the craft vendors. And you can name it, we have it there.
And that's one thing about fall. I love fall crafts because the colors are so vibrant and pretty.
Let us not forget the food.
That's a good segue. Food.
Let me say one thing before we switch over to food.
Okay.
We have a 86-year-old lady that makes snowmen, take the thing and builds like a real snowman and sells them. They paint them and decorate them there and sells them. Last year, she sold over 100 of
them. That's
nice. Wow.
And very good. I mean, it's just, now in the food.
We've got the Holy Russian Orthodox Church. They've got their vendors They're going to be doing something.
They're going to be making homemade, if I can say it right, cabbage rolls.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to pre-order either cooked or...
Partially cooked.
Partially cooked. I'm not for sure if I have the right word there, but it's fine there.
And partially cooked means you can take it home and finish it.
Right. And they're going to be doing that if you do it early. You do it call early and pre-order the stuff. Either way, it's 217-204-1365 to order pre-order it. Okay. And if you call on Saturday morning, she'll have her cell phone right there.
Okay.
That number again is 217-204-1365. That's her personal one. Mm-hmm. And also was told this morning that there are going to be one or two St. Petersburg, Moscow or Russia, whatever it's called, that big city in Russia there. They're going to have a nun there from there to supervise this. This has been planned for a long time, 5 years. Father Paul had this set up, but it's finally been told that it'd be coming in today or tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Now, so I don't know if that means anything, but they're supervising that.
In regards to food, the normal Big Smokies, hamburgers,
that's the last thing on the poll and what we should always push. We always push London Simmons's
barbecue,
pork steaks, rib
that
wings.
Good.
I'm going to tell you now, that's the best I've had.
And
the pork steaks?
Oh, absolutely.
He starts cooking on Thursday night.
I love a good pork steak.
Oh, he lets that thing simmer in there all night.
This is the pride and joy of Royal Lakes, Illinois.
Mm.
Right, and it's been with us for this is his seventh year with us, and he goes through about 500 pounds of meat every year.
Okay,
and then we have the vendor there that has she's famous for corn dogs from Hillsboro, Oakley Concessions.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
and other things. She'll have the walleye fish there also.
Okay,
then we'll also have D.T. Kettle Corn. He'll have from Kettle Corn the funnel cakes and things like that, and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. We got to move on here, or else we're going to run out of time here. So, musically for all day, Bobby Remack, Joe Powell, the Dixie Dudes and Dance will be there. And then, Steve, this is where you come in because you're going to wrap it up in a nice big bowl.
Sure.
You're going to be the Trevor Rosenthal of the
whole
thing. You're going to close it out. You're going to close it out.
It's not a 30-minute show or an hour show either. It's a three-hour show he puts on.
We got Patsy Cline and Buddy Holly and Elvis Presley.
I was going to say, how do you book a three-hour gig? I mean, that's a lot of songs.
Well, it
for 3 hours.
It's a large body of work. People seem to enjoy it. They stay there and enjoy the festivities, and there's food, and it's I want to mention too that's a nice restroom there too. I mean, that sounds really ridiculous to say something like that, but you know what? Some people are kind of put off sometimes that may not be aware of the fact that Benelde has a nice park.
Yeah, they do. They do have a nice park.
And I thought I'd mention that because some people thought, I like going outside, but if the facilities aren't really nice, then maybe they would think twice about that.
Mm-hmm. Most of them have porta potties, but I do want to say thank you for that comment, and I will remind people who got us the grant money to build that there, Vince DiMuggio, a couple of years before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really that was very helpful. Now, anything.
I didn't mean to. When I interject that, I thought that was an important thing to interject.
It is. Because
most places have porta potties.
Right.
And then the other thing is the Italian. That just proves the village the city of Benelde and the Italian American Club, they do a tremendous job of making sure that park is kept up.
Yeah.
And taken care of.
Yeah.
And that says a lot right there.
Well,
like I said, people don't seem to leave. They enjoy it. The facilities are nice. The food is nice. The company's nice. We try to produce. I'm very proud of the fact I produce a family show.
Absolutely.
You know, it's right out of the American Songbook with Patsy Cline, Buddy Holly, and I bring Elvis Presley to the table every time, and it's fun.
So how does this work? You've got Buddy Holly and you got Patsy Cline along with yourself.
Right. We're not on stage at the same time.
Well, I know that.
Uh-huh.
That would be cool, though.
That would be cool.
does Patsy come out first? Is it
she
ladies
does.
First?
She does. Yeah.
How many songs does she
does 30 minutes.
Okay, I can. Don't take offense.
No,
to that.
Not at all.
I can name probably two.
Well, you may
Patsy Cline songs.
Well, and you know what's interesting is you're not alone. There's a lot of people who only think that they only know a couple of songs.
Crazy, well, and then Walking After
correct.
Midnight.
But then when you sit and watch her work, then you realize, oh yeah, I know that one too. Falling, I Fall to Pieces.
Falling, to, okay,
and
three.
Sweet Dreams, and of course, you know. She's got a ton of music, you know, Back mm-hmm. in Baby's Arms Again. I mean, there's when you hear the show, you'll be okay. more familiar with these pieces. I've been to numerous concerts where I may have been a little skeptical as to how much I knew about it until I was there. I was like, oh, I know that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that one. You know, same yeah. with Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly had, for his short career when he was alive, 18 months in the music industry, he acquired 22 gold records, which is an amazing statistic.
That's incredible.
It is. To think if he had lived to his, you know, 78th birthday this year, he would have had an incredible, incredible discography.
He would have probably given, no offense, Elvis a run for his money.
Or more, because, well, he already had by the time he had died, because Elvis never played outside the United States, and Buddy Holly had mm-hmm. already played Europe and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty strong.
Elvis never played out of the States?
No. He played 6 concerts in Hawaii, and he played 2 different afternoon matinee concerts in Canada.
See, I did not know that.
Yeah, so the 10,841 shows that Elvis Presley played were all in the contiguous United States.
If he would have played in Europe or mm-hmm. Japan, do you think he would have been as popular?
I'm gonna say this. I have played in Europe with my show.
Okay.
And I'm just an impressionist, one of thousands of I've met. Right. And my show was enormously. I mean, it was enormous. I mean, it was like I could have. I mean, if the promoter had enough foresight about it, we could have probably played an additional week if we wished.
Wow.
But, yeah, but we try. I think in the foresight of the promoter, you don't want to saturate it too heavily.
Right.
We played the shows, and we'll come back at another time and reapproach it, and we'll make, you know, if we play it too heavily, maybe it's not such a good thing, you know.
So 3 hours is the three of you in
uh-huh.
general?
Uh-huh. Okay. And the band, the Mid-South Revival band.
So Patsy's getting 30 minutes. And Buddy Holly's getting what?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. And then
we take a brief intermission just because, okay. you know what, people, that's a one-hour part of the show, mm-hmm. and people generally like to get up, use the restroom, and mm-hmm. and recharge their drinks or if they wish. And then I come out for a nonstop 90 minutes.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. See, you. I didn't realize he did have a break in there.
Small
and
break.
I'm going to alert my concession stand on that break. About an hour in, you take a break.
We do that for a couple of good reasons, most of which is the fact that, you know, none of us are spring chickens. And, I mean, even though I'm the youngest member of my band, there's I mean, my guitar player 2 years ago fell down a flight of stairs and shattered his leg. So yeah, and he's got a hardware store of nuts and bolts in his leg. And it has not hurt him. It's not stopped him any in terms of his tenacity to stand.
May delay him in flying.
Well, that's true. That's why he has to carry an X-ray with him. But and it gives him an opportunity to sit down or stretch or whatever he needs to do to relax. A couple of my guys smoke cigarettes and they like to take a break, and we don't allow that on stage. We don't allow any smoking on stage.
Right.
So they get a break. Plus, it's the main one of the most important reasons is what I just mentioned is for our client, the vendors. And
to make money.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And
that's
that
right.
You may not believe it, but that little 30-minute interval right there,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of revenue being generated
absolutely.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely.
There's another thing I didn't think of, too. I mm-hmm. didn't realize this. I'm learning something here. Mm-hmm. Like they always say, learn something.
Right.
But the thing is, the people who would come to your show, if they come 30 minutes before the show starts or something like that, they can visit mm-hmm. and see what's there.
Right.
And then they can bring their kids and go to see the petting zoo or
right.
the pony rides or the reptile show.
You have the reptiles again?
At 1 o'clock.
I love the reptiles.
We have to take you over there when they come. But the trouble is they're only there for a short time.
Right, right.
And they're from there from 1 to 2:30.
Let's talk a little bit. 90 minutes. What type of song set is included in this 90 minutes?
Well, that's a good question. Since the song discography of Elvis Presley's is well in excess of 2,800 songs, which if we were to give tribute to that in its entirety would be a 14-day show.
Mm-hmm.
But since the relationship with the audience is only 30 minutes, then we want to try to have
the best relationship we can with that audience.
Right.
In terms of, we want to pay homage, obviously, to the 33 number one hits. We may or may not get to all 33 of them, but those are our primary, I call them our required list. And then we have an elective list of about another 30 songs in that 90-minute interval where the audience enjoys these elective, I call them elective credits.
Right.
You know, so we throw in stuff. Of course, you're going to hear Hound Dog and Heartbreak Hotel and Don't Be Cruel, but you may even be, you know, we're throwing In the Ghetto. You know, which is a nice crowd pleaser.
Mickey cries because his golf cart wasn't working right.
Well, Mickey's going to
on the street.
Mickey's going to find a golf cart
in the ghetto.
Yeah.
One thing I would love to see,
mm-hmm.
And there was an award show. They did this with Michael Jackson. They did the hologram
thing.
I don't know how many members of the original the TCB band are still alive and active. Doing a hologram show with him.
Well, they haven't done a hologram, but they have done a virtual reality show with a large screen television.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
It would be awesome. And I think it can probably be done if it's not already in the works.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it would be remiss since they've had – well, they sold an additional 5,800 shows in the last 9 years with the concert experience.
Right.
So I think there's larger show business minds at play here.
Steve, Mickey, we are – out of time. I told you.
It goes by quick.
It goes by fast. You're going to be with Terry Tote later on today.
I am. Mm-hmm.
And you brought your guitar, too, so
I
that
did.
Means you're going to be singing some tunes
he
on
asked
the
me
air.
To.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just one thing we didn't touch. That
right.
we with some things we did.
Okay.
The this is, like Steve said, a family and children show. Many come for one or several different things there. The MCDD has these children games for the 6 and under type of things there.
Mm-hmm.
The reptile show for there. The choo-choo train for free.
Right.
The petting zoo is free, but if you want to feed the animals, they have a bag of it for $1 that they do that in there.
All right, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Steve, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
I love you, Tobin. Thank you.
And Mickey, it's always a pleasure to have you in. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest once again, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, and Steve Davis from Memories of Elvis. The Fall Festival is this Saturday in Benilde. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.